Hey there, Sizzlin' Scotty coming at you with another fantastic recipe. And whether it's spring, summer, winter, fall, you can always find a great chicken recipe. Well, I've got a great, what I like to call fall chicken. It's savory, it's creamy, it's just got a lot of flavor to it. The sauce alone is just, it's just luscious. It's infused with just great flavors, and I'm sure you are going to like it. Got a lot of ingredients. Let's jump in. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. We're going to use 2 large chicken breasts, boneless, skinless. Slice them half crosswise and then pound to an even thickness. Going to need some salt and pepper, of course. Going to need a tablespoon of butter, a shallot chopped, 3 cloves of garlic minced. We're going to need 2 cups of fresh spinach, roughly chopped. We're going to need 1 14-ounce can of artichoke hearts, drained, roughly chopped. 3/4 of a cup of chicken broth, 1 cup of heavy cream, 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, freshly grated, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, about 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes, and I like to add a little bit of basil to this freshly chopped as a garnish. Let's jump in. Now, in a large skillet over medium heat, add the olive oil. Season the chicken halves and place them in the hot oil. Now cook, flipping once, about 4 to 6 minutes per side. Now transfer those halves to a plate. Add the butter to the hot skillet, allow it to melt. We're going to put in the shallots and we're going to cook them about 3 minutes. Now add that garlic and cook for, yep, 1 more minute. Add the spinach and the artichoke hearts to the mixture and cook, stirring while the spinach is starting to wilt. Add in the chicken broth, the heavy cream, 1/4 cup of the Parm cheese to the spinach mixture and stir to combine. Reduce the heat to low and allow that spinach mixture to simmer. Stirring occasionally, let it thicken about 2 minutes. Add the lemon juice, stir to combine. Add a little bit of salt and pepper at this point, taste and see what you think. Add the chicken halves to the simmering sauce and cook until that chicken reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees, about 2 to 3 minutes. You can flip this as you're doing it. Sprinkle in those red pepper flakes, plate the chicken topped with the sauce, garnish with the extra Parmesan cheese, and I'm going to tell you, add in that extra little basil on top. Serve this up, and you have got an amazing fall chicken that is just so flavorful. Those artichokes, the cheese, it's just a great recipe. I like to serve this with a little rice pilaf, but I've also just served it with a side salad. Let me know what you think. And you can find all of our recipes podcasted at www.pmn2.com. Until next time, this is Sizzlin' Scotty.